Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PMT professors. Donnie is on leave. Maybe he's working on a thesis or a book project or something. Is, although based on what I saw from the professor last night on Twitter, he would have given everybody F's for what happened last night. He's probably happy he missed that game in person and wasn't there tailgating with the Nasty Boys beforehand. Instead was at a highfalutin wedding that included him hanging out with the CEO of Chipotle. All right, I want to get back to calls, but let's give some grades out here, Chris. What grade would you give Aaron Rodgers for last night? I think this will be a good one to do because I think that the grades are not... When we do Tomlin, everyone's going to say F.
Yeah.
So I think this one's pretty subjective and I could see it going a number of different ways.
I'm giving him like, at best, I think I got to give him a C, C plus. One of the touchdowns and a decent chunk of the numbers, I would say C, are garbage time, complete trade yards and yards and even a touchdown for points. I thought he made a really vintage throw to Roman Wilson right off the bat in that game.
Agreed.
But I just didn't, partly because I didn't think they could protect him all that well, and I thought it got thrown off. I just wasn't overwhelmed by his performance by any stretch. I thought it was pretty average.
I gave him a B. I think it changes if DK Metcalf makes that catch in the end zone that he flipped out about afterwards. And I think Metcalf should make that catch. Nice play by the corner, but he's got to hold on to the ball. He's one of the strongest dudes in the entire NFL. It's in his hands, make the catch.
I thought that was more good play by the corner than it was anything else.
No doubt, but
I don't think Metcalf ever like got his hands on it and then secured it.
It hit his hands, though.
It hit his hands, but the defender's hand was in there while it was hitting his hands. Like, simultaneous to the ball hitting Metcalf's hands, there's a hand spiking it out.
I've just seen him get the ball taken away from him now twice in consecutive games in really big moments. The fumble or the interception at the end of the first half against the Bengals and in this play. Like, I agree with you that he didn't really do anything spectacularly, but I also don't really put the offensive shortcomings on him either. I thought he was fine. Like, did he play? He was not the better of the two quarterbacks. If he were playing against the Steelers defense, though, I think he could have completed like 17 or 18 catches in a row and thrown for over 300 yards.
He's been good enough this year, though. This is going to be unfair. Maybe you're going to tell me that as a teacher, I'm letting a person's performance, stand in the way, but he's been so good at times when they've needed him to be their best player that I held him to a higher standard for last night's game, and I just didn't feel like he reached it.
What grade would you give the Steelers now for their offseason?
C-, below average. I'm veering towards D+. I mean, they made almost...
D+?
No, you know what? C-. Here's why. I'd give the Rodgers like a B+, and it feels like the defensive changes they've made have been... Like a D. So maybe C-. Yeah, C-. I think that's the right answer because Rodgers has been an obvious net positive. He's got the highest touchdown percentage in the league.
Right.
But all the things they've done to remake and remodel their defense have suddenly curdled, like in real time.
See, I would say to you...
Jonnu comes over, by the way, in that trade, he comes over. He hasn't done much.
No.
He was kind of just, he dropped a pretty key pass yesterday.
I don't see it with him, man. Everybody in Miami, Joe Rose, who played tight end, who is their color analyst, who's best friends with Marino, came on our show the second after that trade was over and said, this guy's better run after the catch than Travis Kelce and Kittle and all the great tight ends in the NFL.
Better than Tucker Kraft.
I don't even think he's the best on the team at it. I don't think Freiermuth's exactly fleet of foot or someone that's like evading a bunch of tacklers, but there's no run after the catch with Smith so far. I think you'd give it like a D if you're really, really down on the Pickens trade. Because that...
I can't put myself... So I think C is probably right.
So they've made three moves I think were good. Rodgers, Metcalf, Harmon.
Got it.
And I think...
Harmon's a good move. Metcalf is frustrating sometimes with these drops because that wasn't the first one yesterday.
I know, but he makes big plays, Chris.
He's definitely more good than bad. And he gives you, until last night, very little of the like George Pickens extracurriculars that drive people nuts.
But here's what I factor into their offseason now as a negative. The Watt extension. The Watt deal's not a good deal right now. The production's way down.
It's not going to magically get better either.
And he's super duper expensive.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to cut you off again to say one other thing. We got into the nitty gritty.
So I'd give their offseason exactly a C. Go ahead.
We got into the nitty gritty on Watt. And do you remember what I said about him stylistically as a player and why I was leery of it and didn't want it to happen? We were in the same boat here, not wanting them to do this and thinking they should have inquired about trading him. I said a guy like Garrett's going to age better because he's speed and power, but he's a lot of power. And I said Watt is a first step guy. And once the first step goes, those guys become eminently more blockable when they're not winning off the line of scrimmage quickly with that first burst. Does he look like a guy who's got that burst anymore? Not to me. I said speed rushers, which he is way more of than a power rusher. He's a speed technique guy, do not age as well as power rushers do. He does not appear to be aging well.
My biggest critique of him is you're really the defensive version of Dan Moore. Dan Moore could only play left tackle. He couldn't play right tackle. He made it clear to them, the Steelers understood that. They never really tried him there because of his complete refusal to really do it. Watt is only is lining up over the right tackle on every play because he doesn't think he's good on the left side. And he doesn't think he's good running up the middle either. So these things we see the Green Bay defense do with Micah Parsons, that's...
And Miles Garrett in Cleveland.
I know they
lost badly yesterday, but
five sacks.
I'm just gonna say this. I'm not talking about balance of their careers. I'm talking about right now because they all got extensions this offseason.
Yeah, right now Garrett's playing better than Watt. It's hard to deny that.
So is Parsons.
Yeah, you can't. You can't argue that.
What I want to be very clear about is it's apples to apples in the sense that they all got new contracts this offseason. He doesn't look like he belongs in the same sentence with those two right now. He doesn't. Garrett has more sacks yesterday than Watt has all year.
True.
He's got more than twice as many. Parsons played one of the better games you'll ever see. Like, Parsons yesterday was a classic example of you're so worried about what a guy can do that it allows other players to be really good around him.
He does more because they let him do more, and
because
he's also willing to do more. Exactly.
Because he was drafted as an off-ball linebacker,
that's where he played at Penn State most of the time. Yeah. I mean, Watt, he's not a one-trick pony in that he's only an edge rusher or speed rusher and he can't play the run or he can't drop back and pick off a ball sometimes or punch a ball out and force a fumble.
If he's not forcing turnover, he's like the microcosm of Mike's philosophy. He doesn't seem to get home as regularly as those guys do that we just mentioned.
Yeah.
He doesn't affect every play with his presence because he was getting single blocked. If he doesn't make the absolute most of his times where he does get home and force a turnover or do something spectacular with it, if it's just a sack... As crazy as that sounds, I think it mutes his impact.
He's not playing his level of football at all.
Also, where's the tone set by him just being like a max effort guy at least, like a Max Crosby, your hair's on fire every play, you're a complete psycho out there. Where's any of that with him?
Good question. Here's John on the fan. Hello, John. John?
John?
Awesome talk.
Good
stuff. Here is Mike next. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, hope all's well.
Yep.
Last week you had a segment after the Bengals game and said, where are you? You know, glass half empty, half full.
Yeah.
And my thought was right in the middle. It's just the same thing that we see year after year. And I remember a couple years the great Joe Starkey saying about Pirates fandom, you know, you want to hear fans being, you know, happy and angry because it means they care about the team. The last thing you want them to do is be apathetic. And I think that's where I am, and I think a lot of people are. It's just this is who they are.
Well, I'm not apathetic. I'm still very engaged and very interested in it. I just have an understanding, I think, of how it's going to end, and that kind of makes it less enjoyable. Right? I mean, like,
I'm not apathetic at all. They managed to get me very angry because I get more angry than almost anything at a team when I feel like I very clearly know what they should be doing in a capped league where there isn't like an artificial constraint put on them or an artificial advantage, whatever structural advantage. And that team not only doesn't do those things, but is obnoxious and stubborn and overly prideful that their way is the right way when there's no supporting evidence that it is.
Here is Adam next. Hello, Adam.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
We're okay. What's up?
So let me preface, I'm a Penn State fan and Steelers fan, season ticket holder. Who's better in the last 10 years in their career, James Franklin or Mike Tomlin? Win percentage, it's James Franklin.
Franklin is over Franklin over the last 10 years is, but Mike's been a coach for longer than 10 years.
Exactly. The last 10 years, everyone's already no playoff wins. Why is James Franklin fired? I'm all for the Franklin fire. When is Tomlin's time? That's my real question. He's not won a playoff game. Hasn't done anything. He's in your off-season grades. I'm giving it an F because they have not done anything. It's the same season every year. First round exit, maybe make the playoffs.
So you don't like the Aaron Rodgers move then?
I like the Aaron Rodgers move, but what's he gonna do? Is he gonna make the playoffs?
No, sure. But Aaron Rodgers is here because of Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but what's around Aaron Rodgers? I guess DK, yeah, you got rid of your other good receiver in George Pickens. Your defense is god-awful, and that's his realm.
I also don't think the offensive line is where it needs to be either.
It's not.
The offensive line has done better because they came up with this gimmick with Darnell Washington and Spencer Anderson. And kudos to them, and I give them credit for doing it.
And I think at times that's led to better confidence in play, but not like a long, sustained period of you can single up Broderick Jones on Parsons and trust him.
Yes, but part of what necessitated that was that the offensive line before that wasn't getting the job done.
And to what I was saying earlier in the show, like if you lose Seumalo and you lose your ability to run the jumbo formation, you suddenly have no offense.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks back to the idea that when you have to line up and play straight up against somebody, you can't do it. Also, did you see the percentage of times the Packers blitzed yesterday? I think they blitzed one
time. I was just going to say, they don't blitz at all.
They blitzed one snap, I believe. It was 2% of Rodgers' dropbacks.
Jeff Hafley, Coach Tomlin's son.
And they could have hired a Jeff Hafley.
Of course. But Jeff would have just been a yes man here. Right? That's what would have happened. He wouldn't have been left to his own devices.
I'm going back to one of the, maybe the first.
But he gets to make his own calls because he's got Matt LaFleur as a head coach who lets the defensive coach do his thing.
I'm just going back to, I think, the first call of the show that said they wanted Terrell Austin fired, not because Terrell Austin really had done anything one way or another, but that it would force the Steelers to say Mike Tomlin is the defensive coordinator. He calls the defense. He schemes up the defense.
It's your problem. Fix it. I love that call.
Your name is plastered on it. The Steelers defense brought to you by Mike Tomlin.
I loved that call.
And that is the best justification for firing Terrell Austin I can possibly come up with.
Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. Hodgepodge is next on Steelers Packers. After us, Austin Bechtold, a double dip of Austin. Stay tuned for that. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.